to go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I am honored to say that I've got Jill Lane in studio today. How lucky I am.
So lucky to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. Like, seriously. I wish Tina was here, too.
I know.
Like a throwback, but I spent the weekend. I saw Tina a lot this weekend, actually. She trained me twice, and I have to say, my legs are getting stronger. Thank goodness, you know. I mean, I was having trouble walking upstairs with my right leg because of my hamstring.
Oh, man.
And my foot.
So. I'm happy to hear that. And I've been thinking about you lately because my kids have totally taken up a love for jump roping.
Oh,
and
wow.
I tell them, you know, I know the jump roping queen. And
oh,
they're like, what?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we were talking about jump roping last week on the show. And I wasn't being braggadocious, but I did used to jump rope an hour to 2 hours a day.
I can't imagine. It's amazing.
But you know what? But when I did, it's funny how. So, you know, Tina would say to me, well, just because you can do that doesn't mean you're strong. It just means you're conditioned for that particular sport. And it's true, because when I got in the gym with her the first time, she kicked my you know what.
Right.
I mean, she really did. And you know, by using all my muscle groups all at the same time. And
it's still just an amazing fundamental exercise, though.
It really
is. It's one
of
those things that
it'll
anybody
gas
can
you.
Do, meaning you don't have to pay for a gym membership. A jump rope
right.
is so inexpensive. And so it's just
one
of those oldies but goodies.
I like the old-fashioned rope ones. I like the real rope ones with the wooden handles and the.
Do you still have one?
Yeah, I've got several.
Sure.
I still jump rope, not like I used to, but well, when I broke my foot, I couldn't jump. So I'm just now getting back to doing burpees. But you know, once you break your foot like that, it's always easy to re-injure it. I even thought I re-broke it the other day when I was taking the garbage out to the front of the house with, you know, the little pulley thing, and my foot hit the pavement kind of hard, and I was like, oh my gosh, it was so painful, because once you break something, it's got a lot more,
Tiny bones in the foot are so darn fragile.
Well, I have to say, so Danny, you're going to laugh. I've got all kinds of snacks in here. I don't know if you've seen them through the glass yet.
Oh, I'll be there in a second.
No, I was about to say, I'm surprised he's not in here yet.
Well, you know what? And you know, you remember when I just lost it on my screen? Okay, here it is. Remember when Sean Wells was talking on Friday, I believe it was, about all the superfoods? And he talked about, you know, cocoa or cacao. He talked about Indian gooseberry, Ceylon cinnamon, pecans, turmeric. Let me see. Baobab. Is that how you say it? Baobab. Okay. Baobab fruit. Turmeric, like I said, sorghum, and all these things that are like superfoods. So I went to REI last night because Danny, I'm getting so excited about going to the Grand Canyon this summer. I went and started doing my homework last night, okay? And I was looking at all the foods, and I mean, it's insane.
It's
the
like
amount
space
of,
food.
It's like space food. So
what
I've
are
got,
you doing, Sherpa training?
She's only going to be there for 30 minutes,
yeah.
But she is well, well prepared.
Well, you know, so to get back to...
I don't
to,
know any Sherpa who packs wine.
Well, these snacks that I picked up, these made by Bayo Best, they're Bayo Bites, and they've got the Baobab, the queen of superfruits. And you look on the back. Okay, so you're the nutritionist, Jill. Tell us how amazing, by reading this, it says that... So the antioxidant auric value in a Bayo Bite is 60,000 plus. Compare that to goji berries.
I like goji berries.
Goji berries is only 32,500. Blueberries is 25. Did I say 32,500? Is that what I said? Anyway, so you got, I'll just round it off. So you've got 60,000 in the Bayo Bites. You've got 32,000 in the goji berries. You've got 25,000 in blueberries, 19,000 in cherries, and 520 in mangoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are amazing. And right?
Yeah, I mean, I love stuff like this for people who are going to be active because it has more potassium than a banana and it has tons of antioxidants. So if you're going to be out active, like kids on
like
the run,
me, climbing.
Athletes, you have a long day hiking or something like that, this is a portable. They taste like little chewy, like dried fruit. They're like shaped like a little pellet square. They're kind of really portable. So they're not, I wouldn't say these are for just like munching at your computer all day, because you're not burning this as fuel,
right.
even though it has all of the rest of this.
They're deliciously addictive.
Yeah, they're so good. But I love all the potassium. I love the vitamin C. I love that they have, you know, something with a high auric value. But, you know, we always have to watch, you know, how much sugar is in it. So be active and then enjoy some of this.
Right. But it's crazy. I mean, it's got all these superfoods that Sean was just talking about. I mean, it's got the hemp and the sorghum and the quinoa and like we said, the baobab. I can't pronounce it correctly. And just all these amazing ingredients.
I love the idea they have. I love the idea they have in the bag here to put a few of these in with some homemade trail mix. I love having people make their own trail mix. And this would be a great, you know, with the goji berries or some dried blueberries, you know, just part of the carbs. It's so portable and very calorically and nutritionally dense. And so if you're going to be out hiking or doing, you know, some sort of activity for a long time, it's like one of the best things to take is a good dense trail mix.
Yeah, down into the Grand Canyon. Oh my gosh, I think I'm going to do a guided tour, because as I was telling you before we went live, so I'm walking around, I think, oh gosh, yeah, lights, because it's going to be really dark down there. There's no light. So you got to have your lantern, you got to carry your tent, because, you know, you don't want to get bit by a snake, right?
Right.
I haven't camped in a long time, so I was thinking this all through and, you know, everything that I would be carrying. And of course, I have to bring some wine and you have to bring water. And then I was thinking, well, yeah, you got to pee and poo, you know, and so, wow.
So what are you packing your squatty putty?
That's what I said.
Strap that to your back. Yeah, my porta squatty. And so, and dig a hole.
Right.
Yeah, but I won't need my porta squatty because I'll already be in the squat position. But,
there you go.
Right.
Because
that's how you out, you know.
Right.
I don't believe I ever have outdoors done that. I don't think I have. So it'll be interesting. Have
done
you?
What?
You know. Go
I
to
think
the
I've
bathroom.
Gone number one, but not number
yeah,
two.
Right.
I did a lot of camping growing
I've done
up,
number
so I
one a million
like,
times.
I
yeah.
feel like I should have, but I permanently deleted that poo memory, which is really, really rare for me, because the poo memories are usually like right on the tip of my tongue. But that one, I can't
the
recall.
The poo memory.
I can't recall.
Well, you don't know this because you've only been here about a year, but Jill, originally, I used to make me very uncomfortable by talking about poo on the air almost every single show, and my face would even turn beet red just having her talk about it. But I'm excited. I mean, Danny, I've got curry in a hurry in here, and I've got classic
got
marinara with
mac
penne.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Look at shepherd's meat pie.
I'll be in there in a hurry.
Ice cream somehow.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's like what the astronauts, the Neapolitan freeze-dried ice cream.
Are you going to Everest or?
No.
You got
I'm going to the Grand Canyon.
Got your MREs all? Hey, by the way, have you ever had an MRE?
I have not.
Is that? When I went to the jungle back in the day, we had, you know, MREs, and they're really good.
What's an MRE?
Meal ready to eat.
Oh, okay. That's what our military takes when they're out.
Oh,
so it's like this stuff you're talking about, but not as glamorous. I have seen them because my brother-in-law was in the military, and they're at that time they were in this brown, very nondescript, you know, kind of freeze-dried bag, you know, about the size of a small laptop computer. In it was their meal.
Well, you know, you could carry these in your car in case you get... I'm serious.
That and a bottle of water.
Yes, because like the guacamole, you just pour the water in it and it's instant dip. Look at this. And then where's the other? I thought they were so cool. I had so much fun there. Bean dip. You just put water in it.
Food has come a long, long way, hasn't it?
I know. And so...
eat some bean dip. You don't need the squatty potty.
Right?
Oh, my
really
gosh.
Important, though. That's actually a great point, that you need to really try all of this stuff out before you go to make sure your digestive tract really loves it, because the last place you want to find out that your digestive tract doesn't love curry in a hurry is when you're in the middle of the Grand Canyon.
In a hurry to find the relief.
Curry in a hurry sounds like a bad idea.
I love curry. I don't know. Well, you know what? We're going to put the hot water in it during the break and out of the hot... that's my phone. I thought I turned it off. I got a call. Better take that. All right, everyone. We've got a great show coming up. Lisa Lynn is coming on. Ryan Lowry. And, of course, Jill Lane. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Sun Warrior, one of the fastest growing health conscious superfood companies, which is known for making the cleanest plant-based proteins on the planet, decided to make the world's cleanest and most complete whole food meal replacement on the market. Sounds simple, but in order to achieve this, they knew the formula needed to be certified organic with organic plant-based proteins, good slow-release carbs without sugar, healthy fats, whole food natural vitamins, no synthetics, minerals, fiber, enzymes, and probiotics, and all this without anything artificial. Well, Sun Warrior has done it, and it's called Illuminate. Visit sunwarrior.com and be one of the first to order Illuminate, the cleanest meal replacement on the market, and perhaps the only nutritional food supplement you will ever need. And for a limited time offer, visit sunwarrior.com and use the coupon code ONELIFEWARRIOR to get 20% off. That's sunwarrior.com and use the coupon code ONELIFEWARRIOR.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Jill Lane in studio, and I have Ryan Lowry on the line. He is a PhD student at Concordia University. That's Concordia University. He has published over 80 manuscripts, abstracts, and book chapters on human performance and sports nutrition. He also serves as the president of the Applied Science and Performance Institute in Tampa, Florida. You can find him on Twitter at Ryan Lowry 14. That's Ryan Lowry 14. Today we're talking about your gut health and your weight, and where do you start when trying to get your gut health back on track? So Ryan, where do we start?
Oh, hey guys.
Hey.
It's really an amazing concept. We seem to, the more and more, I feel like each and every day we're always tying it back to gut health. And I think it's a conversation. You see these kombuchas and probiotics and prebiotics, like they're all popping up all over the place. And I know, for instance, next week you're going to be heading down the PaleoFX as well. And I know there's going to be a ton of information and a ton of presentations on the importance of gut health there as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You're going to be there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm super excited because a lot of, whether we talk about paleo, whether we talk about ketogenic dieting, whether we talk about just an everyday Mediterranean diet, like a lot of what we see from the benefits from each one of those diets stem from that they all are beneficial or good for our gut health.
Well, and researchers are beginning to really understand a lot of the hidden factors in the whole equation of the human microbiome, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so that's been an ongoing project. And a lot of our colleagues are heading up some of that research looking at, all right, how do we look at all these millions and millions of strains of bacteria that are billions that are in our stomach, and how do we look to improve them? Which ones may be beneficial for this condition, or which ones might be deficient in this situation, and how can we improve that, whether that be through supplementation, eating right, exercise, or all of the above.
Well, you know, I was reading that, you know, your digestive tract is home to a huge population of microorganisms. We know that. But they also help you digest your food and extract nutrients. So it's really, really critical for your whole, your body and your mind, you know, your mental health as well, isn't it?
Everything. Literally everything. So when we talk about some of these people, so you talk about people who have like we call it dysbiosis, which means a messed up gut bacteria environment. A lot of these people, not only do they usually have cramps or bloating or indigestion, but they're not really taking in the same amount of nutrients and minerals and the quality of the foods that they're supposed to be taking in, because the bacteria do a great deal of that. And if you have messed up bacteria, you're not going to be able to take up those nutrients as effectively.
Well, you know, a listener asked us to ask you what kind of probiotic to use because she has colon cancer in her family. So where do you recommend that people start when trying to adjust their gut health?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. And I think one of the most important aspects is there's so many probiotics out on the market, so many.
There are, and it's growing. I mean, there used to be just a few of them. Now there are not. There's not only the ones that are dry on the shelves. There are the ones that are all in the refrigeration too. I recently started using the Kefir Elixir, which was a product that I found at Natural Grocer, and I buy a couple of them a week for myself and my daughter, and they seem to do really well. I mean, I feel good when I drink them.
That leads to a question. Ryan, is what's the difference between that and the one that you hear that Aaron Andrews endorsing on the TV?
Right, and so I'm not really attuned with what she's doing, but a lot of them, right? So it's very easy to make a probiotic, and we'll see. We're not going to stop seeing them, but they're only going to grow.
Yeah.
The challenge is this: with probiotics, they're very sensitive bacteria. So some of them, for instance, a lot of the ones that you might see at your daily grocery store, not only are they not effective or not an effective dose, but a lot of them are usually dead by the time you get them. So by the time you're consuming them, they've been out exposed to light, they're dry, they're not really viable or alive anymore. Mm-hmm. So you have to be very careful when you pick a probiotic to know you're getting something that's alive, number one, because it really is bacteria, and two, something that is an effective dose. And so when we talk about probiotics, like one of my favorite ones, it's a 6-day all-intensive course, and there's 3 trillion
Whoa.
Bacteria per program. And so you're getting a massive, massive dose in 6 days, whereas some might go, oh my gosh, I'm taking a probiotic. It has 100 million, and it has 1 million CFUs in it. And you're like, well, in the grand scheme of things, that's really not that much.
Well, and they are powerful. There's the one that that Sean recommends that I ordered from England, from the UK. I try to keep a box. In fact, I need to get a couple of them. I try to keep it in my refrigerator just in case. Like when I had that cat scratch fever, you know, I did that with the Manuka honey, with the Epsom salt soaks and everything, because I had the blood poisoning going down my vein in my arm. And it was very, very scary. Real high fever. I mean, at one point I really thought, I'm going to die from this, you know, because I'm so allergic to antibiotics. And going to the hospital, I guess, you know, they say that if that ever happens, they would have to put antihistamine in one IV and antibiotics in the other to prevent me from going into anaphylactic shock. So for me, it's really critical. But the name of that, is it like Elixir? Alexa? Do you remember Elixir?
Yeah, it's Alexa.
Okay, so we'll actually put some of this on in our newsletter that you can sign up for at oneliferadio.com, because this is stuff that's critical. I know for me personally, like I feel like that really saved my life, all those things that I did, oil of oregano, all these natural things. So to get back about the microbiome, I remember Sean talking just recently about this mouse study, and I know you're probably familiar with it, where they took an obese mouse and a skinny mouse, and they switched their microbiome, and the fat mouse got skinny, and the skinny mouse got fat, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a very, very interesting concept, and it's tough for people to wrap their minds around, but they're actually already doing this overseas. And I've actually looked into it myself for my mom, because my mom has Crohn's, and they don't do it in the U.S., it's not regulated yet, but overseas at some clinics, they do what's called a fecal matter transplant. And they literally take the fecal matter of someone who's a very healthy individual and populate someone who may have Crohn's or MS and literally take out their entire gut bacteria and repopulate it with quote-unquote healthy bacteria from someone who's healthy, exercising, and they have all the right checks and balances. And it's huge overseas. And it's actually being transferred into humans, and they're seeing amazing results with things like IBS and Crohn's and MS. So it's a very, very powerful tool.
Yeah, Crohn's disease. Are they finding that, because I have a nephew that I love dearly that has that, and he's so thin and frail, and I worry so much about him. I don't know what to tell him. You know, I really don't.
It's so tough, and it's something that I battle this as well with my mom, is because she doesn't eat very much because she knows the repercussions of just eating the smallest amount could just cause a flare-up. And so for her, a lot of it has been exercise has helped tremendously, and she's actually switched over to a lower carbohydrate diet that's still high in some good fiber that she needs to help kind of flourish that. And then she takes an intensive probiotic as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know my nephew used to eat a ton of fast food. He stopped that, but I feel that, you know, he's ruined his body by eating all that food because it is connected. There is. So, you know, how do we fix our gut, and how do you know if you have an unhealthy gut? Where do you start?
Oh, you know, and that's another excellent question. The one thing I want to say as well is, You brought it up earlier, and I think it's an important aspect, is the antibiotics. We see from just one round of antibiotics, anyone, and it's challenging because you want to protect the infection if you have something going on, certainly. But one round of antibiotics can literally put your gut out of commission, so to speak, for six months to even a year. And we've seen that in research where it doesn't even come back for that long, and that's just maybe 3 or 4 days of antibiotics.
Well, and here's one of the reasons I don't eat meat, number one, because of the industry and the cruelty, but also because all the antibiotics that they use. Mm-hmm. And I know firsthand, because I have a friend who used to be in the business, and she said, absolutely, Bernadette, they're constantly giving them antibiotics to prevent them from getting sick and spreading the infection to the whole herd, because it can be very costly for them, which, of course, affects their bottom line, and it's all about the bottom line, especially in that industry. But, you know, if you're ingesting animal meat that's been dosed with antibiotics over and over again, I mean, there's no way you're going to avoid it, right?
Right. And so, like, one of the ways to kind of figure out how you might have some dysbiosis or some messed up bacteria is when you eat, you normally, like, if you're in check, you shouldn't feel bloated, or if you have certain trigger foods, that may happen. Like, some people don't respond well to dairy or gluten, and they get bloated from that. But just even with a normal meal, you really shouldn't get, like, a bloating sensation. If you feel uncomfortable or get gassy, like, there's some kind of dysbiosis that's going on there that probably can use some addressing. And whether that's fixing your diet, getting out and working out, supplementing with probiotics, whatever it may, or a combination of all three, that's where you really need to look and go, well, maybe it's time that I address this and try and get this in check.
Well, see, I'm fine when I eat. It's just when I eat the dessert. When I feel bloated.
Well, I was sick as a dog, Danny, yesterday after eating that pimento cheese. I felt like I did. I had like an allergic reaction to it almost because it was irresistible. But my stomach did not feel well afterwards. And I think I had some dysbosis dysbiosis. Anyway, okay, so isn't there a company that you can, like, send your spit to or something where they evaluate your gut?
Your poop.
No, is it your poop? It's your poop?
So there is a company you can send it to. There's a bunch of different ones, but I'll send you the link so you guys can put it on the site. But they do a ton of gut bacteria checks, and you literally just send a sample of your stool. But it's like a swab. It's nothing
gross.
Nothing
Christmas.
And they'll tell you exactly what's going on.
All right. Always love having you on the show, Ryan. I look forward to seeing you here in just a few days down in Austin.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got Lisa Lynn and Jill Lane coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Be Being a mother is hard. Pooping shouldn't be. Give your mother the gift of perfect elimination this year with Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty aligns the colon, making elimination easier and healthier. Squatty Potty is available at Bed Bath & Beyond and Target. Or get your butt to SquattyPotty.com to see the fabulous line of toilet stools. Pick the perfect one just for your mom and have it delivered to her door with free shipping. Squatty Potty. Poop better. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Let me tell you a secret. Men get Botox to look younger too. Why? Because it works. But it works best when done correctly from an expert injector by a board-certified dermatologist like Dr. Lynn Roberts. Call Dr. Lynn Roberts today at 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300, or visit her at LynnRobertsMD.com.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Jill Lane, and I have Lisa Lynn on the line. Lisa has 25 years of devoted practice to the fields of personal training and health and wellness. Lisa is a one-of-a-kind expert in metabolic weight loss and performance nutrition. Her education includes 4 certificates from the International Sports and Science Association, including certified fitness trainer, specialist in performance nutrition, fitness therapy, and elite trainer from the professional division of the ISSA. And Lisa is best known for her 13 years as Martha Stewart's personal trainer. I love having you on the show. How are you doing up there in New York?
I'm fabulous, and I love your show. I was just listening to you were talking about dairy and how you got sick, and you don't need a test. You got all, you did all the research you needed. You ate it. You didn't feel good.
Yeah, I know. And I, you know, I'm Italian and from New York, and so I ate a lot of cheese. You know, a lot of Parmesan Reggiano, a lot of mozzarella, You know, my dad used to make mozzarella, but that didn't bother me. But whatever I ate yesterday, I was just highly processed cheese. It didn't suit well, sit well with me. But today, with you, we're going to be talking about zigzagging your foods to jumpstart your weight loss. So, okay, what does this all mean?
Well, just like we cross-train our workouts, nobody ever thinks about this, but we have to cross-train how we eat. That doesn't mean eat healthy and then go to the not-so-healthy. That means zigzag your healthy food. So if you eat, say you have whey or a pea protein every day of the week, it's a great idea to zigzag it, change it up. Try egg protein, you know, egg white protein one day, or maybe you don't have any protein that day. You have grapefruit, so that you're zigzagging your diet to throw your metabolism a curveball.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so how does that assist in weight loss?
Well, it's just like having a fire. If it's there and it's starting to just kind of smolder and die out, by changing up how you eat, it's like throwing kindling on it and making your fire, your metabolic burning fire, start to burn hotter and more efficiently again. So it's really good to throw your metabolism curveballs.
Well, and if anyone would know, it's you, because you're the expert in this.
And I'm getting older every day. It's getting a little bit more difficult, so there's a lot of research going on.
Well, and I personally love your LinFit bars that you can get at LinFit.com. Mm. You make an organic one, but there was, gosh, some of them are like so yummy and chewy and delicious. They really give you a lot of satisfaction.
Well, and they've got clean burning protein, which is why I get emails every day, you know, what should I do? Should I be doing paleo? Should I be going vegetarian? The truth is, you don't sacrifice and do one or the other. You do them all balanced together, just like a good workout program has stretching, cardiorespiratory built into it, and strength. So should your diet.
You know,
it makes sense.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, though, it seems like there's more and more vegans out there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you zigzag a vegan diet?
With difficulty.
You think I'm eating more of good protein that's good for your body in my book, because I was just at a function this past weekend, and man, sooner they knew who I was, I started getting attacked from the other side, and I could look at people's hair and skin and pick out who the vegans were. One of them was macrobiotic vegetarian. She had no hair left on her head. Now,
wow.
I'm not judging them. I've been there. Sometimes there's a really good reason for that,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't have that really good reason, our bodies are designed to get certain macronutrients, and there's just no way around that.
Well, I go from vegan to vegetarian to pescatarian, but you
and
know,
you're zigzagging.
I do zigzag. Well, and one of our sponsors, Sun Warrior, they're vegan, raw vegan protein though in their bars and all their stuff. They have some great products, but
you know,
they have the complete amino acid profile that you need if you're a vegan, like the lysine and leucine.
That's it.
Right?
And they sell tools, if you will, that you almost can't eat a healthy vegetarian diet unless you've got these tools, unless you've got your PhD in nutrition. And even if you do, you know that you need tools to make sure that you get that amino acid profile we're talking about. And egg whites are a great way to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you said switching out your workouts. I've been doing a lot of that lately. And so what advice do you have for our listeners about that in particular?
Well, about zigzagging their workout or their diet?
Yeah, both, all.
Well, definitely, you know, if you're stuck in a rut, whether it's at the gym you're not seeing results or the scale isn't budging, it's time to zigzag your diet. And I just had to do that myself after you just nailed it for me. You ate dairy your whole life, and now all of a sudden, now one, you ate a processed one, but two, it is not uncommon as you approach 50 for your body to go, oh, I don't like that food anymore. So you don't have to throw it out the window. You just have to create balance. If you've always drank whey protein, you might want to add in some egg white. If you've always done excessive cardio and now your legs are killing you, build in some strength training. I like the word zigzag because it makes people go, oh, what's that?
Well, and I've been eating so clean for so long. You know, I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so I ate it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to be a food snob. I don't ever want to be like that.
Like a good northern girl.
Well, you know, Italians are kind of snobby about their food, though. They really are. I mean, my dad, oh my gosh, he was over the top.
I play sometimes out and dabble in the real world like you did, and I always know the next day I'm going to pay, but I know to get back on the health wagon of the stuff that works and have that be my core nutrition. So when you zigzag, it should be on the right foods that are going to work for your body and make you feel good.
Absolutely. Well, so what should you do to start switch up, if you want to switch up what you're eating? Where's a good place to start?
I'll tell you, life builds in this zigzag organically. And I find when I'm counseling people, I tell them Monday through Friday, it's like a school night or work night eating. Stay true to that. And then on the weekends, most of us organically let our reins go, but you want to make sure you're going in the right department. That's an organic zigzag. Monday through Friday, you eat one way. Saturday, you eat another one. Sunday, you're back on track.
Mm.
What about your workouts? You were saying about zigzagging workouts. Do you? What if everybody or the individual works out in the morning all the time? Is it smart to just go ahead and go, you know, I'm gonna zigzag to the afternoons or to nights?
Brilliant, by the way. And I think coming from a male, I've been getting lots of questions about testosterone.
Mm.
And one of the best things you could do is what you just mentioned. If you can, switch your workouts out for a few weeks, a day, a month, whatever you can do works, and start doing it in the afternoon. You'll find you're stronger. You could do the same workout and have a totally different experience just by changing up the time.
That makes sense, though, if you think about it, you know,
it's so easy, yet trips everybody up.
Well, do you buy into the fact that, you know, the first meal of the day is your most important, and when you work out, you feel more energized during the day? Because for me, when I work out in the morning, I hit that wall around 11 or 12 noon.
Yep. And you could see so many different aspects. Like, zigzag doesn't just mean increase your calories. It does in the scientific world, but it could mean zigzagging your protein source. If you don't have carbs all week long and you add them, there's a zigzag. Zigzag the time difference. Change up. Maybe one day you don't skip a meal, but you have a protein shake instead, and then, you know, change it around. There's 50,000 ways to zigzag your workouts and your diet without hurting your body or going into the bad world, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, hey, sorry, that's my chihuahua. Oh. She didn't like that.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my gosh. I had a wild night with my dogs last night. They were, there was a doggy visitor, and they, oh, man, they didn't like it.
Yeah, see, they keep you up all night, the darn animals. This is why a workout in the afternoon could be really good. Get to sleep and bring it out later.
All right. I always love having you on the air. It's been a couple of months. It's good to have you back, Lisa.
Yeah, I'll be here more regular. You just say when.
You know, one more question before we leave. What about those who work out at night? How, you know, at what point should you say, okay, I cannot work out because I got to get some sleep? Is it 2 hours before you go to sleep? Is
Great
it four
question.
Hours before bedtime?
Yeah, you know, that's a personal question about when you like when it's going to start keeping you up. And the only way you know, if you rev up your engines too close to bed, like I would say, like you stop caffeine 3 hours, I think you really have to be really in touch with yourself to say, if I work out now, I'm not going to sleep. And to be honest, if you're not getting good sleep, don't even waste your time in the gym because you're not going to really get the benefits you need. Sleep really, like good nutrition, should come first.
Great advice. That is really great advice. Lisa, thank you
Don't
so much.
Questions. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Lisa Lynn, you can find her at lynnfit.com. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Jill Lane. So excited to have this girl in studio with us. She's over there bebopping.
Danny knows my
jams. I forgot what a good dancer you were. You know, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors before we get to what Jill's going to be talking about. Sorry.
You can call me Jean.
I'll call you
cool.
Jean. Jean, Jill.
I answer to a lot of things.
You can download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world, or go to iHeartMedia.com and listen to us live from your mobile device. And as I said, a big shout out to our sponsors like Crazy Water, which Danny said you can now get in Kroger. They're getting great distribution.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can get it in Kroger. I think they're in, I think, every single grocery chain that there is, if I'm not mistaken. And of course, Charlotte's Web, CW Hemp. We already talked about Sun Warrior and Squatty Potty, all great companies that are, really doing what it takes to run a fine company with things that are great for the environment and great for you. So support them because they bring all of this programming directly to you. So Jill, love having you on the show. You are a wealth of information. You are a pro athlete health and nutrition coach, founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athlete nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. Your website is jilllane.com. That's jilllane.com. Fuelingchampions.org. Instagram is Team Fueling Champions. Twitter at Jill Lane CNC. That's Jill Lane CNC on Twitter, and Facebook / Jill Lane Fan.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Extended shout out.
So the last time you were here, we talked about the top six things that parents of student athletes should know to maximize their students' athletic potential. And the first one was that food is information. So tell us what that means.
Well, I think we forget because we hear so much about the calorie story about food, and there still is the calories in, calories out approach to health and weight loss, like we were just talking about with Lynn. But really, when it comes to food, what we need to know, just like with exercise and our mental game, is that food is information in the hormone sense. And so we actually get to choose, which I think is really cool, our energy level and our performance level by what we put on our fork.
Well, I'll tell you
and
what,
so
I'm
that's the biggest thing I preach to people is, your fork is your biggest training tool. It's like the weights you lift in the gym. It
right.
has so much power and potential.
Well, I'm full of energy right now from all this crazy good food that I've been eating.
No, you just ate something out of a sack.
What was it? Okay, so I ate I got it at REI when I was shopping for my food for my Grand Canyon trip, and it's Mary Jane.
Danny needs some
Danny
more.
Danny wants
Danny
some more.
Danny needs a second.
I'm telling you what, it is damn good. I'll just tell you that.
It is good.
It's Mary Jane's Farms Outpost, and it's organic bear burrito, and you just put a cup of boiling water in the pouch in the bag. I mean, I'm seriously going to start like buying these. They have, got the curry in a hurry and all the other ones.
Do you remember how much it was?
I believe this bag was $6.99.
The cool thing about food,
and it's organic.
It's come so far since I started as a nutritionist in this industry, like portable food like that.
Yeah.
You know, we used to think that everything in a bag or box was horrible for you, and now they're kind of stretching the capability for people to go exploring in the Grand Canyon and, you know, hike and do all that and be able to bring portable stuff to sustain performance by using what's on their fork. Because food is information.
Well, and, you know, let thy medicine be thy food, Hippocrates, let's talk about this two-step peak performance, peak performers kitchen plan that you have. Walk us through it, if you would. Take me through my pantry upgrade.
So here's the deal. There's so much out there that's confusing to people. And often people go, where do I start, Jill? Because it's like analysis paralysis. Do I go all organic? Am I supposed to go vegan, vegetarian? What am I supposed to do?
Right.
And so I have a two-step. I have a two-step program. I have a two-step program that helps people, I think, really digest this in bite-sized bits, because the incremental steps that you can take really have been shown to be long-lasting when it comes to making them stick. If you change too much at one time, oftentimes in a month, it's like overload. You can't keep doing it. So the first thing is to look in your pantry. Before we even get to the fresh food and all of that stuff, I want to upgrade your pantry, because in America, that's where most of everybody's food lies. And I want you to make sure, and I'll post this, I'll give you guys this handout that I give you in studio
to post on
the Facebook page or One Life Radio, but to just get out the stuff that we know causes the body harm. So everything from hydrogenated fats to food dyes to the toxic sweeteners. start there.
And all the bad oils?
Sure. Hydrogenated oils. So my list is the partially hydrogenated and hydrogenated oils, high fructose corn syrup, MSG, all the artificial sweeteners, and then the colorings. And I know you've covered this on your show before, but it's so easy for them to sneak into cabinets. And we see this beautiful label that looks like it has flowers on it, and it looks like it should be, quote, all natural and not have any of these ingredients. And we get duped. I get duped all the time.
I do too, all the time.
Turn over the label. And first, just start with some of the chemicals that really shouldn't be in a regular basis in our body and definitely not in our kids' bodies. And that's where they're most often hidden, which is such a shame.
Yeah, it really is. And we wonder why we've got, you know, these skyrocketing rates of, you know, ADD, ADHD. Faye Elahi's talked about it many times on the show in the association with all these food colorings. They're not good for children's brains. The dyes, the artificial sweeteners. I mean, we could go on and on. The genetically modified foods, they're all bad for you.
Well, my favorite is the, the Flintstone chewable. In the vitamin gummy bears,
right?
What are they? They're all dyed,
and pretty much all sugar, and so
they're junk.
Yeah, so I would rather upgrade someone's diet than start there. Now, you know I'm a big believer in vitamins, and they have a role, but first we need to upgrade our food. So that was just the pantry. I think that's where people should start because, unfortunately, when they start with me, that's where the biggest allotment of their food lies. Mm-hmm. That shifts and stuff becomes more fresh, and they have more food in the fridge after we get done going through this process. But upgrade your pantry first because in most houses, that's where the bulk of the food that people eat is kept.
And little changes can make big differences.
Absolutely.
I've been on this roll lately about the salt, you know, because the mineral salt is so important. And so is the type of mineral salt. You get like 60 plus trace minerals if you buy a really good brand. And the Ceylon cinnamon, as opposed to regular cinnamon. Sean covered that on the show on Friday as well. All those things about the superfoods. Little things that bring big nutrient value to your body and your mind.
Right. So just read labels. It's that easy. And I think it can, you know, people think they have to just, you know, shove everything out into the trash and start from scratch. And for some people, that works. But for most people, like myself, you have to start with, week I'm going to upgrade the cereal or these chips or, you know, whatever crunchy thing that my kids love. And I'm going to look for brands that don't have those ingredients that we just talked about. And then I'm going to go to the next thing and the next thing. It's easier for your kids to transition that way, by the way, too. They don't feel like all of a sudden they've landed on another planet and there's all of these, you know, weird other foods to try. You can easily coax them into it by slowly upgrading what's in the pantry.
Now, when you turn around the package or the box or what have you, when you're trying to read the labels, is it true that usually less ingredients is more? Less is more? Because some of these, you know, some of these cereals or what have you, you look in the back and there's a laundry list of ingredients that I can't pronounce.
They're terrible.
If something can live in your pantry, chances are it's going to have a lot of ingredients because it has to be kept shelf stable so it doesn't, you know, deteriorate or go bad. So less is more, but also in that less, you have to recognize the ingredients. So if there's a bunch of chemical names that you don't understand, chances are that's not a product you should regularly be eating. Well, I'm with Lynn in that I think people, to be realistic, people should, to use her terminology, zigzagger. Long-term success comes from having some breathing room with your diet and your food intake and not being so strict.
Yeah.
Because it's just not realistic that anybody can live that way, especially our kids. And so, sure, kids are going to go and have birthday cake, you're going to have pizza somewhere, but what you have in your home, what they're exposed to most often should be upgraded.
Well, and I upgraded, like, you know how you buy ranch? Kids love ranch, okay?
Right.
My daughter loves ranch dip, so I thought I'm not getting it for her anymore at these places. You know, that it's not made with healthy ingredients. Well, here's what I did.
Bad mom.
So a Simply Organic makes a brand of this ranch dip mix. And then they do like mushroom gravy and some other ones. So I tried it last night for the first time. So I accidentally I was making fingerling potatoes, and then these the brand is corn. What are they, Jill? They're made with mycoprotein, which I know Jill educated me that is a mushroom protein. But they're little cutlets, but they're not real meat. They're like fake chicken cutlets with cheese, and they're really yummy. Like a what do they call them on the label there? What are they actually called?
Chicken and sharp cheese cutlet, soy-free and meatless, corn with a Q.
Right. And so that's what we had for dinner. And we each had one of those. And I boiled some fingerling potatoes. And I thought she loves her ranch. So I usually put sour cream. I accidentally grabbed the cream cheese instead of the sour cream and had already dumped it in there. And I thought, at first I was like, oh no. And then I just sprinkled.
Sounds good.
Well, you know what? It was so good. I can't even tell you. So that's my new thing. But I sprinkled the ranch, just a little bit of the ranch dressing, the powder on top and mixed it all up. And it was delicious. It was delicious.
But isn't that, and I know, Jill, you hate the term fattening, but isn't that, because everything's in moderation, if you had a bunch of cream cheese in there, isn't it fattening?
A little bit. But
that's, I mean,
fat's good, but if you have too much fat, you're going to...
Yeah, but chances are, depending, she brought in this bag, you know, by the time the whole thing is dispersed throughout, there's some fat in there, but we need fat for our brain, especially our kids. Their brains are still developing, male brains are still developing into their early 20s,
right.
And so it's the kind of fat that matters. My brain's
still developing.
And this is, cultured cream cheese, and it's organic and made from whole milk, and so the cultured means it's got the probiotics in it, right? And so, right? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, just being sure. So it was a healthy meal, and then we had peas on the side. So I didn't have any fresh green beans or broccoli, which are my go-to first, but anyway.
Exposure equals preference. You had a living thing, which is what we call it at the meal. You had some potatoes. You had something green. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect every night, but you made a killer effort.
I'm going to put all this information yours on our website and on Facebook. Jill Lane, thank you so much. Everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show. I know we always enjoy doing it. Rock a boat, start a fire. That's what I'm going to do when I go camping. Can't wait. Everyone, I'm like so excited. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.